Good morning. Gobble, good morning. Sort of. Today is Friday, November the 27th, the day after Gobble Day. Joining us this morning, who is a bigger turkey than Lou Quimby? Good morning, sir.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes. Oh, Winston, are you ready with our why do we say that?
Yes, I was actually looking for something different, and I found this one. What is the origin of the expression, she jumped over the broomstick?
Medieval.
I don't know. I don't recognize it, so I don't know.
A woman who started living with a man without any marriage ceremony generally ignored housewifely duties, such as pots, pans, and the broomstick, so she was said to have jumped over the broom, or broomstick.
Ah, didn't have anything to do with Halloween. Okay, that's good. Or witches, or any of that kind of stuff. Oh, boy. Lou, I got a question. I don't know if we've talked about it. I suspect that we have sometime over the years. But establishing new family traditions. We spent, this month, probably five or six of our folks on this show talking about new traditions this year, either because of outside pressures or the lack of being able to get together this year, or, but the concept of developing new traditions. How does something like that get traction, or I guess buy-in might be a better term to use?
Well, if you're looking at food, it frequently happens when two people get married, and each brings their own family traditions of food into the fold. So, you know the tillerken is a duck.
Yeah.
Chicken inside a duck inside a turkey.
Right, right.
Well, if one family has that as their tradition, and they get married, then frequently that starts the new tradition of having that for Thanksgiving.
So a fair amount of things are inherited from family, you know, in the past. But what? You know, if you really do want to kind of break out and do something, or like this year, you know, you're forced to. Okay, family's not going to be there. It's not going to be the big old everybody get together all day long, watch football, and just eat. It's going to be you and your spouse, and that's about it.
Sometimes that's true, yeah. In our family, we had a Zoom Thanksgiving.
Okay.
We had three locations, two in Eureka, one in Seattle.
Well, it's certainly a whole lot easier to go from place to place that way.
Yeah, it is.
One of the things, you know, we're experiencing this year with Mom having died a couple years ago and then Dad this past summer, positions at the table not occupied. Yeah, and that part of that is, you know, the tradition of gathering, part of it is the food tradition too, you know, as people die and move on, sometimes the recipes are left behind and sometimes they aren't, and sometimes they don't taste quite the same way and sometimes they do. I'm still trying to figure out Grandma's apple cranberry thing. I think that one may just go down in history. But some of those staples, dealing with change as part of the context of tradition, is something that I know some people struggle with. How do you suggest for folks to kind of wind their way through that process so that it still is the holidays and still is a positive gathering without getting, you know, going down the other side?
Well, they can do a little of both or a little of each. If you're blending traditions, for example, you can do some of each, or you can do some one year and some the next, which is a frequent way to deal with changing tradition like that. Some this year, some the next, or sometimes things just get dropped.
Yeah, well, you know, if you didn't like Grandma's apple cranberry salad, okay, fine.
We're not doing that this year.
Yeah, more of a relief.
Yeah.
Oh, But traditions also can incorporate new things as well. You know, you mentioned the turducken as one example. One of the things that we're tried out this year was for each of the kids to do one of the vegetable components, so that it's not a heavy duty lift. But
I'll do broccoli.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, right.
Yeah, but a chance for everybody to participate. Is that something for that is a positive or a healthy thing? I would think that it would be.
You know, in the family, kids get bigger. Kids have their own tastes. And so frequently they leave it open to, what do kids want to do? And then the kids have a voice in how they want Thanksgiving to go. Which is useful. You know, kids grow. Kids have their own tastes. But if someone says, I want pizza for Thanksgiving, there's usually a pause in the conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, make sure they don't get too close to the blending, to the blender, if they want to try to do the pie or if they want to try to do mashed potatoes without the cover on.
Yeah.
a little guidance, perhaps, sometimes, and I would suspect that the same thing could be true for grandkids too. You know, it doesn't always have to be a 5-star gourmet recipe that you've
right.
found somewhere to be able to add to the meal.
True, right, and kids can come up with creative discoveries of their own as far as that goes. And add them in, kids, grandkids. It's all grist for the mill, as it were.
Yeah, well, that's a different meal.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, this year we're also supposed to be not having gatherings of more than 10, if everybody's healthy, or if you're not, even smaller numbers and to do the Zoom. I would think, as we learned yesterday, now going through the Christmas season with the parties and the gatherings, that's also going to be a potential break in the tradition as well.
Very well, could be, yeah. And the interesting thing about Zoom is you still get to talk to people. The only difference is that whoever is at the table.
Well, we used to call that the telephone too. So,
yeah, right.
We'll continue with this when we come back. It's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music: ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are Easy Radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy Radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with therapist Lou Quimby. Lou, before the break, we were talking a little bit about with the Zoom and still having family gatherings, but it's a different kind of family gathering. And also for the Christmas party season, it's a different kind of season this time around. Should we try to capture everything that we did in previous years, or just be willing to accept it's going to be a little different this year and kind of roll with that?
It's awkward to try and capture the previous years because of the isolation and the distance. You can't really have a sit-down table. So that part's going to generate differences. One of the things that used to happen in our house was that there'd always be the Thanksgiving phone calls from people who were absent from the main gathering, out of town or married and moved away, that sort of thing. So we'd have the phone calls. Well, with Zoom, you can actually see people now instead of having to fake it, as opposed to with Zoom, you can actually be there if you're out of town.
Right. I was saying it might be actually, if we're talking about new traditions, it might be kind of a kick in the pants to start a tradition about making, whether it's phone calls or Zoom calls, I mean, take your pick, but calling those who are not and probably never would be around the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah.
Take half an hour, take an hour, and call four or five out of the area people, friends, relatives, whatever it might happen to be, and kind of reconnect on a Thanksgiving day.
Yeah.
Or on a Christmas or a holiday or, you know, whatever day, you know, there may be the event.
And that's one of the ways that new traditions start, is when you adapt to the current restrictions or geographic problems or married and moved away and that sort of thing. So that's always useful.
I'm kind of toying with a thought here for Christmas, since, you know, Thanksgiving's already come and gone. Wouldn't it be kind of a kick, let's say the Quimbys and the Papsteins got together all the time, and the Quimbys are now in, I don't know, Massachusetts somewhere.
Yeah.
We would make a couple of the meal elements in advance, ship them out to you guys.
Say it again? Make a meal in advance?
Yeah. Send it out to those that you used to get together with, and kind of do a mini meal, so to speak. Some of the items, so that you may not be together, but you're all kind of having the same meal, and you can talk about it and still have that shared common experience.
Well, that's part of what we're doing this year. We had different parts of the family that were local cook different things. And then those that aren't local, they're on their own.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's only so far we can go with this little thing before there's an issue.
Exactly.
I'm not going to send the gravy out. Sorry, it just sounds gross.
not going to happen.
Yeah.
In the steaming colander.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but yeah, for holiday parties, though, it's a little bit different, just because, you know, part of it was the gathering, you know, an awful lot of it.
That's right.
Is the gathering, and not being able to do the gathering now, that's a hurdle that's a little bit higher to try to get over.
It is indeed. That's the value of creativity and dropping what you cannot have, and then enjoying what you can have.
A little bit more time and planning, I suspect, but one way or the other, it still can get done. I think, for most folks, I mean, it's a creative year this year. Are you much of a student of history?
What, say it again?
Are you much of a student of history?
Oh yeah.
So what was it like during World War II, or Vietnam? You know, in any of the armed conflicts, when two or three members of the family weren't there and couldn't be in contact. What were the holiday gatherings like around that?
Well, sometimes people would set a place out during wartime, for example. They'd set a place setting out for someone who was in the war, not there. And then they would mention that person, what they're doing, what the last letter was, and how they're doing with that sort of thing.
So they should
remind each other that other people are serving and they're not here, and thank you very much for your service. And here's what he said in his last letter about where they are and what they're doing.
So kind of a reflective moment or three.
Yeah, which helps. Particularly like in wartime, Vietnam, there are a lot of guys who simply just couldn't make it.
Right, right. Well, and for the little ones that may not be at a spot where they can totally understand what's going on, that might give them something that they can kind of wrap their arms around also.
Yeah, and that helps with perspective.
How so?
Well, little kids wouldn't necessarily understand why somebody's absent, for example, about war. But if they can get a sense of what the person is doing, why they're not here, write letters and fill in the kids on why Uncle Billy is not here, then that's useful for the kids. Gives them different perspective. You know, kids 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, they don't always get it.
Sure. That works in a lot of applications. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Hi, my name is Keith Lund. I am an electrician for Owsley Electric. You can go into a trade, be 18, become a trainee. They do require some education. You have 120 hours of classroom education, plus you have to work 2,000 hours a year. So after 4 years, then you can go out and work for another company, getting your own certificate, become your own boss. There's quite a few options you can do.
Own your future and learn more about the Trades Academy at hcoe.org.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Simple Country therapist Lou Quimby. Happy Black Friday, everybody. Doing whatever it is and however you want to do it, I guess is the simplest way to say that one.
Yeah.
Holiday stressors, Lou. There was an interesting piece that I heard a week or so ago, and it was talking about so many people, instead of focusing on the conversation or the situation that you're in now, are worried about the next one and the next one and the next five out in front. And instead of kind of living in the moment, so to speak, they're either focusing on the future or already participating in the future. And there was a great quote. I thought that you might appreciate this. He said, if you are not joyful in doing the dishes, something is wrong. And the something wrong part is if you're looking to the future, you're always looking to the future and yet you're never satisfied where you are.
Yeah.
And you always have the stress and the anxiety about the what ifs out down the road instead of living in the moment. And I read a couple books on Zen, so it's not like I really am that knowledgeable, but the concept of kind of slowing things down and appreciating where you are and who you're with, I would think would be a great, great companion if you could tuck that away during the holidays.
Yes, one of the useful traditions to either start or continue is gratitude, and you can go around the table and talk about what you're grateful for today, about what you have, not what you're looking forward to, not the problem with the election, but what you're grateful for. And the sense of gratitude is very grounding in terms of paying attention to what we have, not what we don't have, or what we could have, or that sort of thing, but what we do have.
Do people typically step up to the plate on something like that and appreciate, or are we more creatures of habit and routine and, well, yeah, of course we have this and that's what our expectations are, and we don't pause to reflect on some of those things that we do have?
Well, that's one of the interesting things about gratitude is if it's done as a ritual once a year on Thanksgiving, not much happens in the rest of the year. But if people do it as a, not a ritual, but a grateful Thanksgiving for what we have during the year, people do that on a regular basis. Sometimes that's what church is for, too, is you get a weekly gratitude session. And some churches do that, some don't. But it's useful to pay attention and be grateful for what we have, not what we don't have, what we wish we had.
Yeah, I would think particularly in Western culture, you know, we're typically striving for something additional.
Exactly. And striving for something additional is sometimes problematic all by itself. Wishing for what we had instead of enjoying what we do have. That's an interesting indicator of success, is being grateful for what you have, so that when more things come along, they add into it instead of wishing and hoping. But that means, like you said, if you study Zen, there's a book called Chop Wood and Carry Water, which has to do with how people assess their current circumstances. And chopping wood and carrying water is useful for humility. Humility is an interesting issue in most cases, because it gives perspective in terms of humility and gratitude, give perspective on what we have, where we're going. And particularly useful when you're celebrating the holidays, like presents and gift giving. Some people don't like the presents they get, and so they're quite vocal in talking about the presents that they got and didn't like, as opposed to saying, thank you very much, I appreciate your thoughtfulness. I learned that from my mother, about thoughtfulness. It wasn't about the value of the gift. It was about the thoughtfulness that went behind it.
Well, there is a compendium to that also.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a post-it note, put it underneath on the bottom, so you remember if you're going to be re-gifting who gave it to you.
Oh, God.
Yes, and then avoid that person when you are sharing it next year. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:45. We are back talking shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, one of the interesting things that has happened this year, today particularly, but all month long, is the concept of Black November rather than Black Friday. Okay. Not having the doorbuster sales, but actually, you know, some of the larger folks, larger businesses, are closed today instead of being, yesterday, rather than being open, doing the early morning doorbusters this morning, like at 2 in the morning and that kind of stuff. Is that a realization of something? The lack of people needing it?
Part of that has to do with the economy being so damn slow. And instead of a Black Friday, you can have a Black November, which means you can keep advertising sales and bargains and that sort of thing. And it's harder for people to get out now than it used to be, with masks and distancing and all that sort of thing.
I think
it's difficult in the economy to keep the flow going, as it were, to move the merch and get the people out to the stores. So it's a black. It's a whole black month instead of just a day. So I don't think that's going to go away.
No, but I'm thinking, you know, it's kind of nice. You know, I don't know if healthy is the right word to use, because, you know, what do I know about being healthy? But
It'll take some of the pressure off, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and maybe everybody doesn't have to bust out of the house by 5 in the morning in order to have an enjoyable day the day after Thanksgiving.
Exactly. And you can go easy with yourself. It's tough enough as it is without having to rush down to the store at 2 in the morning and get in line.
Yeah, well, and typically for what?
Yeah, for something that for something you don't want, don't need, couldn't do, is going to have to re-gift, as you said, to somebody else just because it's a bargain. Well,
yeah, yeah. Maybe there's a little sanity in stretching out some of these sales rather than doing the compression on it.
That also has to do with gratitude, too, about being grateful for what we have, not what we're missing.
Yeah, well, in getting perhaps a third of the number of gifts, but items that somebody really wants or would really appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that for me is probably my biggest thing, because I think each of the kids have received a pair of socks in a box that's about 4 foot by 6 foot. Just so it looks like it's Christmas time under the tree.
A box in a box in a box.
Yeah, yeah, the old nesting boxes. That's another trick, too.
Oh, glorious.
Yeah.
put a watch inside a garbage can.
Right, yeah, that concept, just, you know, so it's colorful and festive, and some of those things that we all, or many of us, feel is part of the holiday doesn't necessarily have to mean that you have to go out and go in debt for all kinds of Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
There are other ways to accomplish that.
There are indeed.
Yeah, particularly as long as the Christmas wrapping paper is as cheap as it's been, we'll be okay.
I remember the old multiple packaging thing. A pair of socks in a garbage can, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it last.
Well, and it keeps everybody on their toes also, you know, as long as you don't do it to the little ones. You know,
as long as they know it's a gag.
Yes, yes, or it's humor. It's fun.
If they're not amused, it's a heartbreak.
Yeah, exactly. That's, you know, you want to be sure about that one too. Oh.
A pair of socks? You got to be kidding!
Yeah. Look inside the socks, dear. Oh, look
new
at that!
Yeah,
yeah. Always have the double embedded gift option. Also, those are fun as well. Oh well. We're on Christmas Day in December, so have a great Christmas holiday season. Enjoy your leftovers, and we'll talk on Christmas.
We will indeed.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Good day.
See everybody on Monday.